Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show as we wrap up this 6-game series here in San Jose. Hello and welcome to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California, for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for the series finale between California League North Division foes, Sunday evening baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the San Francisco Giants, the San Jose Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies have already lost the series, dropping four of the first five games to the San Jose Giants, but they look to salvage the finale here this afternoon as the Grizzlies come in with a record of 41-32. They are 3-5 here in the second half. On the other side, the San Jose Giants are 6-2. They are 43-30 overall. The Giants first place in the second half in the California League North Division. Of course, early on, the Grizzlies and the Giants will continue their rivalry later on at Chukchansey Park, but the last game here at Excite Ballpark for Fresno in 2024, and the Grizzlies would love to leave the South Bay with a W underneath their belts. So the Grizzlies, they're looking to win after a tough 7-6 loss in 10 innings last night. The Grizzlies were walked off on by the Giants thanks to an Elion Ryo 2-RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. But the Grizzlies, they trailed 5-0 after one inning of play. Eight batters came to the plate for San Jose in that first inning. They had five big runs, a couple 2-RBI singles, and they also had a double in the inning as well. But Fresno slowly but surely found their way back into the game. A three-run homer from Tevin Tucker and sacrifice flies from Andy Perez and Darius Perry knotted the game up at 5-5. Then going into extra innings, the Grizzlies at the top of the 10th scored their automatic runner after a Brad Cumbis RBI single to center. So the Grizzlies had the lead, but in the bottom of the 10th, with runners at first and second and Ryo at the dish, a balk was called to Brady Hill, putting runners at second and third. And on the very next pitch, Ryo, a single down the left field line, scoring both runners and giving the Giants a series win. The Grizzlies had great relief outings from Tyler Hoffman, Bryson Hammer, and Cannon Handy, but the Grizzlies could not come up with a win for Saturday baseball. And now this Sunday, the Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska and a perfect guy to stop a two-game losing skid. Kaminska, a 3-3 record, a 3.05 ERA. He gets the ball for Fresno. And for the second time this week, San Jose will have an MLB rehabber as right-hander Alex Cobb gets the ball for the Giants. He is coming back from hip surgery that he had in the offseason, and the right-hander is trying to get back to help the big league squad at some point in the near future. So great pitching matchup with a pair of righties in Jace Kaminska and Alex Cobb. Should make for a great Sunday evening game here in the South Bay. Well, prior to this evening's game, I sat down with the Grizzlies and Rockies technology assistant, Ryan Zuanich, Zoo. And of course, we had to talk a little bit about his job and some of the hitters and pitchers that we've seen that have put up some great numbers from the data that he collects every single day. We talk about Braylon Wimmer and Jack Mahoney, two stars from South Carolina. And, of course, we had to talk about Sam Weatherly and Bryson Hammer as well. When we come back after the break, we'll have an interview with Zoo, Ryan Zuanich, our Rockies and Grizzlies technology assistant. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show as we wrap up this six-game series here in San Jose. I bring in the Grizzlies / Rockies technology assistant, Ryan Zwanich. Zu, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Of course, happy to do it.
So the team, you know, we're about over halfway through the season. We're almost at the All-Star break, but what can you assess about this team so far?
I think this team's got a lot of grit. We got a couple young guys on the team, but we have a couple college guys that are leading the charge. For example, we got Wimmer, who's leading the league in or leading the team in batting average. I also look at his expected weighted on base average and gives me a good idea of who is doing the best on the team. And I'd say Wimmer is pretty close to being up there.
Wimmer's had a great month of June. Not only is he leading the team in home runs, but the month of June, he's leading all of California League in batting average, on base percentage, slugging, OPS, more and more. What have you seen from the South Carolina shortstop?
Yeah, there were times going into this month where I thought, I don't know how I feel about Wimmer and his hitting too much, because I was looking at his expected weighted on base average, like I said, and he didn't do as well against left-handers as he did against right-handers, which is odd because he's a right-handed hitter. You would expect those splits to be reversed. So I was interested by that. And then going into the series against Stockton, is he kind of just took off and hit two home runs in that last game. Hit a home run in the first game of this series against San Jose. And now looking at his stats, you can see, wow, he's really performing at a really good level.
Yeah, you were talking about what is weighted batting average for the fan who may not understand what that is.
Weighted on base average is the, it's another form of on-base percentage, if you will. It takes all of the ways that the player gets on base, whether it be a double, triple, home run, a walk, and it weights those to a linear weight for the rest of the league. And I would say above average would be around 320, 330.
Wow.
And the expected weighted on base average takes into account the launch angle of the batted ball event and the exit velocity. So we're looking for exit velocities over 95. That's considered a hard hit baseball. And in terms of the season, I would say we're probably putting more weight on home runs and triples, since those are the fewest occurring events. Singles occur quite often, as well as walks.
Yeah.
Doubles are up there, but I'd say triples are few and far between, and home runs are a little bit behind that.
Absolutely.
So
no, of course.
The more that you get those, the better that you're
That's exactly what I was going to say. Of course, you're going to see then those numbers kind of change a little bit, and Wimmer's done a great job with it. But let's go to the pitching side of things, too, where we've seen some dominance from Jack Mahoney and a couple relievers as well, Bryson Hammer to Sam Weatherly. What do they bring to the table that you can see from video and their analytics?
Looking at Mahoney, I think he has a lot of success because he has five pitches, and that's a very good amount for a starter. Typically, you see maybe three or four. And Mahoney brings five to the table. He's got two types of fastballs, slider, changeup, curveball. And I think we've seen more success from him because he started to use that curveball more in these last couple of games. And we've seen him get some success with that. We saw him against Stockton throw a complete game under 95 pitches. That's very rare to see in today's game. And I've seen just him putting in a lot of work in his bullpens on the sides with our pitching coaches and coordinators. And I've just seen him really take pride in what he does.
Absolutely.
And then going to the relievers, Hammer's got such a low arm slot that I think that his pitches play very well off of that. And being a left-hander, it's people in the Cal League don't see as many left-handers. And typically in baseball, they don't see as many left-handers as they do right-handers, which goes on to Weatherly, another left-hander. Gets a lot of horizontal movement with his slider sweeper, and I think him throwing that a lot is why he's been successful.
These guys are so much fun to watch. I know we could talk about this for hours, but what can you expect from the Grizzlies for the rest of the season?
I think as long as we can get our bats going, our pitching has been solid. I think if we can get some runs for the pitchers, we can hold that lead. And if we can do that and bring some more energy to each and every game, then I think that we have a good shot of continuing being successful.
Well, I can't wait to win a ring with you. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Of course.
And we thank the Grizzlies and Rockies technology assistant, Ryan Zuanich, Zoo, for joining us on the pregame show. As you, the fans, got a chance to hear about what he sees on an everyday basis. And without Ryan Zuanich, the Grizzlies will not be able to thrive as well as they have. Welcome back to San Jose. As we get set for first pitch, let's head down to the field for today's national anthem.
Tonight's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Please welcome to the Excite Ballpark microphone, Stacey Hayden.
This evening's national anthem as we get set for first pitch for Sunday evening baseball. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. With that being said, let's go through the Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, 41-32 overall. They're 3-5 in the second half. The Grizzlies, a proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Lean off and playing third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting second, the DH, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting third at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. And on the bump today for the Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 35, Jace Kaminska. A 3-3 record, a 3.05 ERA. The Giants today will give the ball to right-hander Alex Cobb, who is making an MLB rehab assignment as he works back from hip surgery in the offseason. Cobb finishing up his warm-up pitches as we get set for first pitch. We'll give you the Giants lineup momentarily, as Braylon Wimmer will lead things off against Alex Cobb. And boy, have we had an outstanding series of pitching matchups. The second MLB rehabber for the Giants in this week. Braylon Wimmer, he comes in with a 12-game hit streak, batting .393 in June. Here comes the first pitch. And it is a called strike, and we are underway. 94 on the sinker, counted 0-1. So first pitch, as here comes the offering to Braylon Wimmer. Cobb winds and deals. And Wimmer, a little blooper out to left field. That ball is actually traveling a little more. And out to left center, and it's gone! Braylon Wimmer, a leadoff homer off of Alex Cobb. And that is how the Grizzlies start their evening. Braylon Wimmer's 10th homer of the season, his 4th here at Excite Ballpark, and he extends his hit streak to 13 games. And if Braylon Wimmer doesn't win the California League Player of the Month for June, I want to know why, as he unloads for a solo shot, a leadoff homer for Fresno. So Braylon Wimmer with the home run is second in this series, a solo shot. And the Grizzlies up 1-0 here in the first. So Cobb allows the home run, as now the count to Luis Mendez at 1-0, as that is a check swing, and the count now at 1-1. So for Fresno this year, that's their second leadoff homer. The other one coming off the bat of G.J. Hills. That's a base hit in left field, and Luis Mendez extends his hit streak to 6 games. That's the longest hit streak for Mendez this season, as Fresno, 2 batters in and 2 hits. As here comes shortstop Andy Perez, as the Grizzlies, nice start to their evening against Alex Cobb. So second leadoff homer, the other one was G.J. Hill, as Perez fly ball out to left field. This is playable for Diaz, and he will make the play for the first out. So Perez is retired. One away for first baseman Nick Guile. The other leadoff homer for Fresno was against the Giants back on April 27th, but this is the first road homer for Fresno to start the game. The other one came at Chancy Park. As here comes a check on Mendez back safely. This is against Nick Guile, as Mendez is back. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the first. That ball from Wimmer just kept carrying out to left center. Initially it looked like a fly ball to left. Instead, the Grizzlies up 1-0. As here comes the pitch to Guile. Instead, another check on Mendez. He's back safely. Cobb worried about Luis Mendez, who had a stolen base in yesterday's contest, was also caught stealing as well. Here comes the pitch to Guile, and it's a chopper foul, counted 0-1. 83 degrees here at first pitch, clear skies, 14-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. And we saw the wind blowing on that Wimmer home run. Joshua Runge behind the plate, Jeremy Rada, the base umpire. As here's the 0-1, there goes Mendez, swing and a miss, and now the ball gets away from Kavanaugh. Up to second base goes Mendez on the stolen base. He was going before that ball went behind Kavanaugh, who tried making a play. So runner at second now with one out, and Guile to count it, no balls and two strikes. Fresno leads 1-0, a leadoff homer for Braylon Wimmer. As Guile ready to go, as Cobb finally steps on the mound. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from Kavanaugh. Count at 1-2. Look like a slider there. Cobb, a sinker-splitter combo. Knuckle curve. He also has that slider that he occasionally throws. But the sinker is the go-to pitch for Alex Cobb. 6'3", 205 pounds. One ball, two strikes, as time called from Guile. Cobb very deliberate so far this evening. The 36-year-old born in Boston, Massachusetts, was drafted in 2006 by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. As here comes the 1-2. Runner at second with one out. And now we have time called as Cobb will talk to Kavanaugh. So one ball and two strikes. Alexander Miller Cobb, Alex Cobb, went to high school at Vero Beach in Vero Beach, Florida. Drafted in the fourth round, pick number 109 by the Devil Rays in 2006. A long, big league career for Alex Cobb that has spanned between the Rays, the Orioles, the Angels, and now the Giants, where he has made 56 starts over the past couple of seasons as that ball is fouled off. Count remains at 1-2. Very similar marks in his last 2 years with the Giants. A 14-15 record, both years 7 wins. A 3.73 ERA and a 3.87 ERA. 28 starts in those 2 seasons, as that is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 149.2 innings, 151 and one-third innings for Cobb. He has combined to strike out 282 batters. As here's the 2-2 and a 1 bouncer over to second. Tough play for Bench as he stays with it. On to third goes Mendez. So 2 outs now, but Mendez sneaks over to third. It goes 4-3 and Giles retired. As here comes right fielder Felix Tena. Alex Cobb, 2011 is when he made his major league debut with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. May 1st, 2011, at 23 years old, against the Los Angeles Angels, as that is a called strike to Tena, count at 0-1. Signed through 2024 with the Giants, a 3-year, $28 million contract. As here comes the 0-1, and swung on and missed, count now at 0-2. Alex Cobb has been unbelievable in his 12-year big league career. An unbelievable workhorse every season he's pitched in. No balls, two strikes, runner at third. Here comes a pitch to Tena, and he swings and misses, and that will end the inning. But a leadoff homer for Braylon Wimmer gives the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead. We have the bomb the first right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the first inning here at Excite Ballpark. 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As Jace Kaminska's first pitch is outside to Maui Ahuna. Back in the Giants lineup from injury, as the first pitch is outside, and then the second pitch is in there for a strike, count at 1-1. So Maui Ohuna, the DH for San Jose, they're 43-30 overall, a 6-2 record here in the second half. The San Francisco Giants single-A affiliate under manager Yedwin Villegas in his first season, the former Fresno Grizzlies infielder. His starting lineup will be Maui Ohuna at DH, batting second shortstop Cole Foster, batting third second baseman Justin Bench. As here comes the 1-2 from Kaminska, and a check swing to go around, he did, and Kaminska has a punch out to start his evening. So Ohuna is out, first strikeout for Kaminska, as here's Cole Foster. Charlie Zaccone, the third baseman, bats fourth. Cesar Quintos, the right fielder, bats fifth. Guillermo Williamson, the first baseman, he will bat sixth. Drew Kavanaugh, the catcher, hits seventh. Lizbel Diaz, the left fielder, hits eighth. As here's a base hit out to right center field and a single for Foster. First pitch swinging. And just like that, San Jose has a runner on with one out for second baseman Justin Bench. So Drew Kavanaugh bats seventh, the catcher. Lizbel Diaz, the left fielder, bats eighth. And Estelin Cassiani, the center fielder, he will hit ninth. For the Giants will be Ohuna, Foster, Bench, Zaccone, Quintos, Williamson, Kavanaugh, Diaz, Cassiani. And then, of course, they have Alex Cobb on the bump. As here's a pop-up going towards the Giants dugout, and it will go foul as the first baseman, Guile, tried reaching into the dugout. Count it no balls and a strike. The Grizzlies, they had Wimmer. He's at third base. The shortstop, Andy Perez. Over at second, Tevin Tucker. And at first, Nick Guile. Ben McCabe does the catching for Jace Kaminska on the bump. Brad Cumbest in left as that swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. In center is Fadrio Cruz. And in right, Felix Tena for your Grizzlies defensively. Counted no balls, two strikes. Kaminska comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, count of one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes as Kaminska again comes set. Here comes his offering to Bench, and it's a fly ball out to left center field. That ball was hit well as the center fielder Cruz makes the play on the run. What a job from Cruz to cover ground there and make the play. And that is the second out of the inning as Foster will head back to first. So two outs now for Charlie Zaccone, the third baseman. The Grizzlies back in their gray unis. They're 18-9 when sporting their road grays. They have Fresno in red font written across the front. Red numbers on the back as the pitch is inside. Count at 1-0. Black cap, red bill, the California Bear flag logo on top of that black and red cap for Kaminska and your Grizzlies. San Jose wearing their white unis. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-1. Giants run across the front. They have the black numbers with the orange outline. Black bill, black cap. They also have the orange SJ logo. As here comes the 1-1. To Zaccone, and that is fouled off. Count now one ball and two strikes. Looks very similar to their big league affiliate, these jerseys. Rich history here at Excite Ballpark as the Grizzlies, this is their last game here at Excite Ballpark in 2024. As either of these teams will win the second half and meet Modesto. Stockton could win it as well, but both these teams continue to battle each other, and it's been Fresno or San Jose in the postseason over the past couple of years. Currently, the Giants in first place. The Grizzlies, they are tied for third. As the count now, one ball and two strikes. Kaminska comes set. And here comes the pitch. And it is fouled off to the left side again and out of play. 83 degrees here at first pitch, a 5 p.m. first pitch, about 15 minutes into tonight's game. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. Last day of June. Here comes the 1-2 from Kaminska. And it is just low. Two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies will continue their 9-game road trip. They will head to Modesto for 3 before facing the Nuggets back at Chukchansey Park for the final 3 games. Now we'll be back on Thursday, July 4th. As the 2-2 is fouled off, the count stays the same. As Kaminska and Zaccone, great battle going on. 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up. So the Grizzlies will head to John Thurman Field after tonight's game. And they will start the series in July tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a little blooper up the middle and a base in the center field. The shortstop in Perez gave it chase, and he could not get there in time as Foster will get to second, and Zaccone wins the battle. So first and second with two outs for Cesar Quintas, the right fielder. So now two hits allowed by Kaminska as Ben McCabe giving some signs. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Giants off of Braylon Wimmer leadoff homer. So both teams now with two hits to start their first inning. Now to Quintas as it's outside. Count of 1 and no strikes. Jace Kaminska, a 3-3 record, a 3.05 ERA. Fastball, curveball, changeup for the Nebraska product. As the 1-0 is outside in the dirt, good stop from McCabe, counting 2 and no strikes. Kaminska in those gray unis, he's worn that at this ballpark a few times. 2 no strikes, runners at first and second with 2. Kaminska will look back the runner at second in Foster. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off, count at 2-1. San Jose in their white unis, so you have the road grays and the home whites. Classic combo for a Sunday evening game. Again, last game of the 6-game series. The Grizzlies trying to salvage at least 2 games in this series. Here comes the 2-1 from Kaminska. And a check swing, and it's a called strike. Count at 2-2. Good pitch from Kaminska up in the zone at 95 miles per hour. And Kaminska strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. San Jose does a great job stringing together hits. Here's the 2-2, and that is a breaking ball, and it's taken outside. 3 and 2. Kaminska's 13th appearance this season, his 12th start. He's made 1 relief outing. That was in a piggyback role. As here comes the 3-2. There goes the runners, and that is a high pop-up out into right field. The second baseman in Tucker is there, and he will put it away, and Kaminska is out of the inning, and the Grizzlies maintain a 1-0 lead as we head to the top of the second. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chukchansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chukchansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cruise at the Chukchansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the second inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Giants as Brad Cumbis will lead things off against Alex Cobb. As the first pitch is a called strike at 93 miles per hour. Brad Cumbis, a career-high 3 hits in yesterday's game, an RBI and 2 runs for the left fielder, as he will pop up the 0-1. Count now at no balls and 2 strikes. Brad Cumbis, the Mississippi State product, looks to start this inning off for Fresno. As here comes the 0-2 from Cobb, he will wind and deal, and it swung on and missed. Cumbis did not want to go after that fastball, and Cumbis is out. Second strikeout for Alex Cobb. As here comes the second baseman in Tevin Tucker. So Alex Cobb on the bump, and now he takes on Tevin Tucker, and like Cumbis with his 3 hits yesterday for a career high, well, a career game yesterday for Tevin Tucker. He had a 3-run homer, a double, and a hit by pitch. The 3-run homer, of course, was the most for RBI for Tucker in 2024 and in his start of his professional career. As here comes the 1-0, and Tucker swinging a miss, count at 1-1. That looked like a splitter from Cobb on the outside part of the plate. Count at 1-1. Cobb winds and deals. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike on the check swing. Count at 1-2. Tons of movement as Tucker was tied up on that pitch. So 1-2. Cobb ready to go. He will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed in the dirt, and now Kavanaugh will throw down a first, and it will be the second out. So third strikeout now for Alex Cobb, and it goes 2-3 on the put out. So a 2 away now, as here comes catcher Ben McCabe. Cobb making quick work of the Grizzlies here in the second inning so far. As the Giants and the Grizzlies continue their rivalry. The Giants 11-9 against Fresno this year, as that swung on a miss count at 0-1. The Grizzlies won the first 5 games, including sweeping the first series here at Excite Ballpark. Since then, it's been all Giants. They have an 11-4 record against your Grizzlies. But Fresno can win the season series here at Excite Ballpark. It is knotted up at 7 games apiece between these two teams. Every year, it's always even. As that swung on and missed, counted 0-2. That was a disgusting pitch from Cobb in the count at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Cobb ready to go. Here comes his pitch. And it is inside and called strike 3 as he will strike out the side. He has 4 punch outs as we head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
cruise at the Chuck Chassie Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the second here in the South Bay at Excite Ballpark. 1-0 the Grizzlies lead the Giants. As the first pitch from Jace Kaminska is a called strike. 92 on the outside part of the plate to Guillermo Williamson. Here's the 0-1. That is in there as well. Count now at 0-2. Good curveball from Kaminska as he looks for his second punch out. And it's high for a ball. Count at 1-2. Fastball 94 against Williamson. Williamson, a big game just the other night. He had a lot of walks as the 1-2 is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Williamson, this was back on Friday. He reached base three times, two walks, a single, and a run as he swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Kaminska, first out of the inning. Here comes catcher Drew Kavanaugh. But so Williamson had reached base three times. Well, not in that at-bat as Kaminska looked in control from the get-go. As now it's Drew Kavanaugh. Great walk-up song. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside and it hits Kavanaugh. And he will head down to first base. So now Lizbel Diaz to the dish after the hit-by-pitch. As that ball went a little too inside for Kaminska. Now he will try to get Lizbel Diaz, who's had a nice week so far in his San Jose start, as there is a pitch high. Count of one ball and no strikes. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. A Braylon Wimmer leadoff homer so far, the difference maker. As here is a fly ball, that's out to left field as Kumbis, he will make the play. And that is the second out as Diaz just got underneath it. So two outs now as here comes center fielder Estelin Cassiani. As the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Chukchansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As that pitch runs outside, two balls, no strikes to Cassiani. The Giants center fielder. Here comes the pitch, and it's now three balls and no strikes. Kaminska looks a little bit off in this at-bat, as every pitch has tailed away from the lefty. Here on June 30th, the last day of June, as that is a called strike, now 3-1. Home plate umpire Joshua Runge. Three balls, one strike. Runner at first with two outs. Here's the 3-1 from Kaminska, and it's fouled off. Three balls and two strikes. 92 from the righty. Jace Kaminska, 6'2", 235 pounds. 22 years old, born in Coffeyville, Kansas. 10th round draft pick out of Nebraska in 2023. Kaminska, as we said, making his 13th appearance of the season. Here's the 3-2, and it's fouled off as Cassiani slices it foul. We'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. Been a tough June for Kaminska, an 0-2 record among four games, three starts, a 5.57 ERA. In May, though, a 2-0 record, a 1.16 ERA. Here's a 3-2, and a chopper to short, and Andy Perez is there as a throw to first in time to end the inning. Kaminska works out from a one-out hit-by-pitch as we head to the top of the third. 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chassis Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the third inning here at Excite Ballpark. 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose as the first pitch is bunted from Fadrio Cruz, and new pitcher for the Giants, Dylan Carmouche, making the play off the mound. It goes 1-3, and Cruz is retired as here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. 1-for-1, a leadoff homer, the only run scored so far. 1-0 Grizzlies here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California, as Wimmer will take a called strike, count at 0-1, from Dylan Carmouche, who takes over for Alex Cobb, as here's the 0-1, and that is a chopper to short. Foster up with it, the throw to first is in time, and Wimmer is retired. 6-3 for the second out, as here comes DH Luis Mendez, 1-for-1, a single and a stolen base. Alex Cobb, two innings, two hits, one run it was earned, no walks, and four punch-outs. He struck out the side in the second and finished his game with four strikeouts. As the pitch is outside, one ball and no strikes. Luis Mendez has had a great series here in San Jose as he swings and misses, count at 1-1. Mendez, a two-homer game just the other night, the only win for Fresno in this series, as he lines one out to left field. Diaz is there, and he makes the catch, and Dylan Carmouche, a quick 1-2-3, top of the third. We head to the bottom of the third right after this, 1-0 Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose here at Excite Ballpark as Maui Ahuna will lead things off against Jace Kaminska. Here's the first pitch. It's a called strike count and no balls and one strike. Maui Ahuna, 6'1", 195 pounds. As he checks his swing, and did he go around? Yes, he did. No balls and two strikes. Ahuna, fourth round draft pick by the Giants in 2023, went to Tennessee, born in Hawaii. Batting .220 on the season, no homers, four RBI. But he's been out with an injury. Returning from the injury list today as here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. And Kaminska elevating a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And that is his third strikeout. He has struck out the leadoff batter in all three innings so far. And the leadoff batter right now, the difference maker. Fresno, a home run from Braylon Wimmer to start the game. As here's Cole Foster as that pitch is inside, count at 1-0. And for the Giants, they've had their leadoff hitter strike out in every inning. Foster 1-for-1 is the 1-0 on its way, and it is just low. Two balls and no strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As there's a pitch just outside, three balls and no strikes. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As the 3-0 is a strike, 3-1 now. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As here's a line drive up the middle, but Perez is there, and the throw to first is in time. Kaminska did not touch it. It goes 6-3 for the second out, and here comes second baseman Justin Bench. Again, that number, 559-435-6263 today, where you can receive a free quote. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Swung on a miss by Bench, counted no balls and a strike. A flyout victim, his first at-bat. Here comes the 0-1. That is just inside. Count now at one ball and one strike. From Jace Kaminska, looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. As here's a fly ball out to right center. That is going to possibly drop. It does. Splits the gap in right center. Tenna gets the ball. His Bench will hustle into second base with a two-out double. Just the second extra base hit for San Jose in their last three games. Third hit overall tonight. As here comes third baseman Charlie Zaccone. 1-for-1 with a single. As Zaccone now looking to score Justin Bench right here. Great job by Bench driving the ball out to right center. As Kaminska looks in. Jace Kaminska, as we said, is 6'2", 235 pounds. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and a chopper foul, counted 0-1. He's making his fourth appearance, fourth start against the Giants, a 1-2 record, a 3.60 ERA. Last time he pitched against the Giants was on June 2nd here at Excite Ballpark. Five innings, a two-run ball, and the Grizzlies lost 2-1. As here comes the 0-1, and a ground ball to second, and it gets into center field, and we're tied. A base hit for Charlie Zaccone. It scores Bench, and it's 1-1. Zaccone now 2-for-2 with an RBI single, a ball that got past the diving second baseman Tucker, and Bench scores here with two outs as Cesar Quintos will come to the plate, runner at first with two away. So second hit and a run now, and we are tied as Kaminska allows the run. Here comes the pitch to Quintos, and that is a high pop-up. The catcher, McCabe, will give way to Wimmer, who's coming up the line and will make the catch to end the inning. We are tied at one, though, as we head to the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the fourth inning, 1-1 between Fresno and San Jose, as Andy Perez will take on Dylan Carmouche. As the first pitch is a ground ball to second, up with it is Bench, over to first in time. It goes 4-3, and Perez is retired. So Bench to Williamson, and Perez one pitch and one out. As here comes first baseman Nick Guile, who's 0-1 with a ground out as well. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. Here's the 0-1 from Carmouche. It's in the dirt, count at 1-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth, as Guile rips one foul down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes. Here in the top of the fourth inning, 1-1 our score. Count it 2-2 to Nick Guile, the Grizzlies' first baseman, here on June 30th, the last day of June. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch from Carmouche, the changeup, and he got Guile to swing out of his shoes. First strikeout for Carmouche, second out of the inning, and it brings up right fielder Felix Tena, who's 0-1. Ten, an off day yesterday, back in the lineup as he looks to get on base for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Carmouche has faced the Grizzlies a handful of times this year, most recently on Tuesday, as here is a pop-up lifted in the infield. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the shortstop, and Foster making the play, and that will end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth, the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at one. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Giants here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Guillermo Williamson battles Jace Kaminskas. Here comes the 1-0. It's now two balls and no strikes. Kaminska last pitched against the Stockton Ports on June 23rd at Chuck Chancey Park last Sunday. A loss after five innings of work as that swung on and missed, counted 2-1. Kaminska was roughed up a little bit. Six hits, six runs, five earned, one walk, and five Ks, which included a three-run homer from TJ Schofield Sam. As that's a good fastball grooved in there at 92. Counted two balls and two strikes. Kaminska has allowed 10 runs over his last two outings over 10 innings of work. But the right-hander looking to get back on the right track as here is the 2-2. Then it's foul tipped off the glove of McCabe. And we'll do it again with the same count. But the Nebraska product, he's had an outstanding season overall. A 3-3 record. A 3.05 ERA for the 22-year-old. As the pitch on its way in a high pop-up, drifting out to shallow left field, Andy Perez making room and makes the play. What a job for not only Wimmer, but for Perez to corral that baseball, and that's the first out of the inning. So one away as here comes the catcher in Drew Kavanaugh, who was hit by a pitch his first time at the dish. Kavanaugh's had the luxury of catching both rehab pitchers for San Jose in this series. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off, counted no balls and a strike. Just two nights ago on Friday, we saw Robbie Ray make a rehab appearance. Now we saw Alex Cobb for two innings today. As here's a line drive right to Perez. He didn't even have to move, and Kavanaugh is out. So two outs now as it brings up left fielder Lizbel Diaz. So two outs, Diaz 0 for 1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. As that pitch is outside, called a strike, counted 0-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. The 0-1 is low, one ball and a strike. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. As the 1-1 is fouled off the glove of McCabe, count at 1-2. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Count at one ball and two strikes as Kaminska winds and deals. And that is a little chopper over to second. Tucker's going to have to get rid of it, and he makes the throw in time. And Kaminska, a 1-2-3 inning, his first of the game. We are tied at one as we head to the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Top of the fifth inning as Brad Cumbis swing and a miss. Here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. As the next pitch is fouled off by Cumbis. No balls, two strikes from Dylan Carmouche, the 22-year-old. 6'6", 225 pounds. Drafted by the Giants in the 15th round in 2023. As the 0-2 is low. One ball and two strikes. Carmouche went to Tulane, makes his 16th appearance, 14th, or 13 of them have been starts, as the 1-2 is a ground ball to third. Up with it is Zaccone. Over to first in time. It goes 5-3, and Cumbis is retired. One away as here comes the second baseman, Tevin Tucker, 0-1. So Carmouche just his third outing out of the bullpen. He started the year in the Grizzlies bullpen, or in the Giants bullpen, before working towards a starting role. And he has started against Fresno a bunch. As here's the pitch, that's outside. Count of one ball, no strikes. That was last Tuesday this week, where Carmouche went six innings, allowed two runs, one earned. He only allowed one hit, a home run to Braylon Wimmer, three walks, and five punchouts. Yes, here comes the 1-1. That is low. Two balls and a strike to Tevin Tucker. Carmouche has been the Tuesday-Sunday starter when the Grizzlies and Giants have met up this year. As the 2-1 is a high pop-up, and this is going to be playable initially for the catcher, Kavanaugh, and he makes the play. Two outs now as Tucker is retired. Goes pop up to the catcher, so P2. Two outs now for the catcher, Ben McCabe, 0-1 with a strikeout. Carmouche, 65-1 third innings, a 5-1 record, a 3.31 ERA. Went to Mississippi State prior to Tulane, where he was teammates with Brad Cumbis, who he just retired. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was a part of that Tulane team that won the American Athletic Conference despite having a record below 500. As that pitch runs inside, two balls and no strikes. He's been a big part of the reason why the Giants have the best ERA in the California League. Here's the 2-0, and that is a ground ball and into left field, a base hit for Ben McCabe. A two-out single. As Fresno has a base runner, first one since the first inning for the Grizzlies. Third hit overall as Fadrio Cruz is 0-1, will stride to the plate. Carmouche as well has won two Pitcher of the Week awards, April 8th through the 14th, and then again June 3rd through the 9th. He's been outstanding for San Jose. Here comes the pitch, and Cruz, a ground ball to second. This is playable for bench on a first in time, and a quick inning again. We head to the bottom of the fifth, tied at one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in San Jose. 1-1 Grizzlies Giants here at Excite Ballpark. As a good breaking ball from Kaminska nips the outside part of the plate. Count of one ball or no balls and one strike to Esselin Cassiani as he rips one down the left field line, a base hit. Cassiani looking for two. Here's a throw from Cumbis. It is late and a leadoff double for the Giants' nine-hole hitter. That's the fifth hit allowed by Kaminska, his second double allowed. And now it brings up Maui Ohuna 0 for 2 with two strikeouts here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Le Pervonce Apartment Homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervonce is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. As Kaminska looks back the runner Cassiani, here's the pitch, and a check swing. Did he go? He did not. Count of one ball and no strikes. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Pervonce Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. As that pitch dips low, two balls, or one ball and one strike. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And that is a check swing and called a strike. Count at 1 and 2. Inconsistent strike zone so far from home plate umpire Joshua Runge. Kaminska, very similar pitches. One called a strike, one called a ball. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the pitch just outside. Two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies and the Giants continuing their rivalry. The series finale this evening, though. Here comes the 2-2 now as Kaminska looks back the runner. And it is a fly ball lifted out to left field. Cumbist racing over. He will make the catch and will throw the ball in. No advancement from Cassiani. So one out and Ohuna is retired. As here comes shortstop Cole Foster. 1 for 2, a single and a ground out. As Kaminska trying to work around that leadoff double. The Grizzlies and the Giants. Fresno all time against San Jose. This is since 2021, are 56-51. And as I've said, over the years, these two teams play so many close and outstanding games. And it's become a nice bitter rivalry between the Giants and the Grizzlies. As here's a mound visit from Ben McCabe. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, counted 0-1. And we thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As here comes the 0-1, and that's a foul ball. Now 0-2 to Cole Foster, the switch-hitting shortstop from Auburn here on June 30th. As the Grizzlies and the Giants, series finale 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth. Kaminska has been outstanding so far, has allowed 5 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 hit by pitch and 3 Ks. As the 0-2 is lined down left field line, but foul. Foster was trying to follow suit to what Cassiani did. Count remains at no balls, 2 strikes, as Tyler Hoffman out of that Grizzlies bullpen goes and picks up that foul ball. So no balls, 2 strikes. As Kaminska looks in, still looking in. 8 on the pitch clock. Here comes the 0-2. And it is swung on and missed. That was a disgusting changeup from Kaminska. That is the second out of the inning and the fourth punch out for Kaminska. As here comes Justin Bench, 1-for-2, a double and a run. By the way, back to that Cassiani double. It's his fourth of the season, but it also stopped the leadoff batter striking out as well. As here comes the runner, and Cassiano going for third, and he is going to be safe. Wimmer applied the tag. It looked perfect, but Cassiani is safe somehow. So a stolen base of third for Cassiani here with 2 outs. The count at 1-0. Let's look at the replay here on Bally Live. The throw looked perfect, and the tag looked good too. Unbelievable. Missed call from Jeremy Rada. Was that swung on a miss? Counted 1-1. That was a very, very bad call right there. He looked out. So 1-1. As here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from McCabe. 2-0. The Fresno Grizzlies will travel to face the Modesto Nuts tomorrow, Monday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies will play 12 games in a row. They're rewarded by a day off and then traveling to Lake Elsinore as a 2-1 is fouled off. 2-2. It'll be a 6-game series against the Storm. So Modesto for 6 and then Lake Elsinore for 6. But the Modesto series are split into 3 games in Modesto and 3 games in Fresno. Very weird setup. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a fly ball out to right field. Tenna racing back. He is underneath it and will make the catch to end the inning. Kaminska works around a leadoff double and a stolen base as we head to the 6th. You know, some Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the sixth inning here at Excite Ballpark, 1-1 between Fresno and San Jose as Braylon Wimmer will take a pitch high from Dylan Carmouche. Wimmer 1-for-2, a leadoff homer, and a ground out. As here's the 1-0 to the South Carolina product, and he will foul it off. Count of 1-1. Top of the sixth inning as the Grizzlies and Giants, they are battling it out here in the series finale. Here comes the 1-1 from Carmouche outside. 2-2. Carmouche fastball, known for his changeup. That's a good compliment to that high 80s fastball. 2-1. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer. And Wimmer, a high fly ball out to shallow left center field. The shortstop in Foster will give way to the left fielder Diaz, who makes the play. And Wimmer is retired. A long way to go for all three fielders. And Diaz is the one that makes the catch. As here comes Luis Mendez, 1-for-2. A single and a stolen base for Mendez, who extended his hit streak to 6 games. Fresno just has 3 hits, and 2 of their hitters who have a hit today had hit streaks of 5-plus games. Mendez now at 6. Wimmer is now at 13. Wimmer has a hit streak since June 15th. As here comes the 1-0 to Mendez. And that is a called strike. Count at 1-1. Top of the sixth inning as the Grizzlies and the Giants continue tonight's action. Here's the 1-1 and a bunt that actually is going to bounce. And now it's 2-1. Mendez brought the bat back as the catcher in Kavanaugh looks like he took a piece off the catcher's equipment. 2-0 as Runge will give some extra time for the Giants catcher. So 2-1. Grizzlies scored in the first inning, a leadoff homer. San Jose a run in the third. As here's the 2-1 and Mendez looks a bunt as there's another called strike. Count it 2-2. Carmouche ready to go already. Here comes the 2-2 to Mendez. And that is swung on and missed. Right back to the changeup. That's the second out of the inning. And the second strikeout for the Tulane product. As here comes Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2 tonight's beer batter. Perez has swung at the first pitch in both at-bats so far. As here's the pitch, and Perez line drive, and that's out to right field, and it gets down a base hit. Perez now 1-for-3 with a 2-out single. And again, first pitch swinging, as Perez will extend his hit streak to 5 games. That's his third instance this year, where he has a hit streak of 5 games or more. Started the season with an 18-game hit streak. As now Nick Guile to the plate, who's 0-for-2. Perez, though, with that single, as we said, extends his hit streak, but yesterday he extended it because of a triple. His triple put him 10th all-time in Grizzlies career triples with 13. He is 6th this year. One more triple will put him again in the top 10 for single-season triples. That tied him from last year's total. As he leads from first, here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed by Guile. Count at 0-1. Right back to the changeup. Great pitch from Dylan Carmouche. He said he learned the pitch in high school. As the count of no balls and a strike, Perez leads at first. Here's a quick pitch and in the dirt, count of 1-1. Nice slide step from Carmouche keeping Perez close. Perez, very long strides, but isn't the fastest runner. But if Guile can put one in the gap here, the Grizzlies could possibly take the lead. As the 1-1 is a ground ball, and that's up the middle, a base hit. Perez will stop at second as he watches Cassiani field it. So Guile has his first hit. Back-to-back singles here with two outs for Felix Tena, who's 0-2. So the Grizzlies now up to five hits, and we have very similar lines. One run, five hits, no errors here in tonight's contest. So Guile now 1-3, and he's tied his hit streak this year at three games. Second time he's done so. As Carmouche working some innings after Alex Cobb threw two innings to start tonight's game. Cobb struck out four, allowed just the solo home run. As here's the pitch to Tena, and he will ground one to third. It's going to be a tough play for Zaccone. The high throw, and it's in time. As the first baseman, Williamson, stayed on the bag, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies leave two runners on as we head to the bottom of the sixth, tied at one. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Chuck Chancy Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault Giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 our score here at Excite Ballpark as Jace Kaminska will take on Charlie Zaccone. 2-2, a pair of singles, and an RBI as there is a called strike count at 0-1. Again, a big thank you to Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. As here comes the pitch, that is inside. Count now at 1-1 from Jace Kaminska. The right-hander has been very good this evening. As here's the 1-1, and that's a fly ball lifted out to center field. Ball's hit well as Cruz giving it chase. He looks up, and it's off the wall. Zaccone now heading to third. Here comes the cutoff. The throw to third is offline, and a triple for Zaccone. He is 3-3 as he has a triple to lead off the sixth. Sixth hit now for San Jose as it brings up the right fielder Cesar Quintas, who's 0-2. Cruz played that off the wall. He was giving it chase and realized that he didn't really have a chance to make a play. Cruz did a great job in everything he could to try to stop Zaccone, who was on his horse and got there as the throw to third was offline. So now the Grizzlies infield comes in as that is going to be fouled off by Quintas. Counted 0-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, San Jose trying to take the lead. Fresno has not dropped 5 out of 6 in a series this season. As here comes the 0-1 from Kaminska outside, 1-1. Small crowd here on hand at Excite Ballpark, but enjoying a beautiful afternoon, 83 degrees at first pitch. Tons of wind as here comes the 1-1 to Quintas. And it is a fly ball. That's going to be out to center field. Cruz is going to try to make a play. Here comes Zaccone, and he's going to stop as Cruz has a perfect ball into the infield. Quintas is retired as that was not deep enough for Zaccone to try it. So one out runner at third still for Guillermo Williamson, who's 0-2. Williamson, three walks and a double play. Or two walks, a single, and a double play in his last game. He's 0-2 in this one as the infield for Fresno stays in. The Grizzlies trying to cut off the run. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Good fastball at 93. Kaminska, great stuff. Fastball, curveball, changeup. The fastball can reach the mid-90s. We've already seen it at 95 today. As here's the 0-1. And another high pop-up. Perez, though, is giving a chase out to shallow left field. Here comes Cumbis. He will make the catch. Perez had to go a long way, and luckily Cumbis coming in made the play, and Zaccone stays put again. So two outs now, two unproductive outs, as Fresno's infield will play back now, and the Grizzlies a chance to get out of this inning with Drew Kavanaugh to the plate, 0-1 with a hit by pitch. If Kaminska can work out of this frame without any damage, a big win for Fresno. Kavanaugh batting 153, no home runs, 8 RBI. As McCabe will talk to Kaminska, work on signs, making sure they don't make a mistake. Kaminska, going back to his time in May with Fresno, a scoreless streak of 20 innings, which included a couple really good outings, three straight starts of 6 innings without a run allowed. As the right-hander trying to get to 6 innings, which would tie a career high. Fresno, who doesn't have a lot of options in their bullpen after using a quartet of pitchers yesterday, they need to get a lot out of Kaminska. As here comes the pitch, and a foul ball counted 0-1 as it goes off the mask of McCabe. Count of no balls and a strike. Ben McCabe, a very good catcher for Fresno. Does a great job working with his pitcher, setting up a game plan. Count of no balls and a strike. Kaminska looks back the runner, Zaccone at third. Here's the pitch, and it's high. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at third. We are tied at one between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Here's the 1-1 from Kaminska, and it's in there for a strike, count at 1-2. Good location there from Kaminska down in the zone. It's going to be tough to make anything happen there if you're the batter in Kavanaugh. So now one ball, two strikes as Kaminska trying to get out of this inning. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. Elevated fastball at 94. Good location. The Grizzlies trying to stay put in this North Division. Stockton beating Modesto earlier today, so the Grizzlies technically in last place right now in the second half, as that is fouled off again by Kavanaugh. Count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies at 3-5 here in the second half. Stockton, Modesto both 4-5. And then San Jose at 6-2. If the Grizzlies can hold on and win this game, though, big momentum swing into next week. As here's the 1-2, and a line drive out to left field, but it will go foul. Wimmer gave a chase as the ball will go into the crowd, and again, a big battle here between Kavanaugh and Kaminska. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 our score. Kaminska, see if he elevates a fastball or goes to a breaking ball. Here comes the 1-2. And it's in the dirt. Great stop from McCabe. Count it 2-2. That's trust in your catcher right there if you're Kaminska. To be able to throw that pitch with a runner at third, lots of confidence. And if you're Kavanaugh, you might expect another one right here. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off right near the on-deck circle. Lisbel Diaz was almost taken out on that foul ball. So two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 between Fresno and San Jose. Another great game here at Excite Ballpark. Last two games have been one-run affairs. Here comes the 2-2. And it is just low. Three balls and two strikes. Fastball at 95, and Kaminska just missing. Kaminska now up to 96 pitches. Here comes the payoff pitch and a foul ball. Kavanaugh stays alive. Great location on that breaking ball from Kaminska. Again, trusting the breaking stuff. Three balls, two strikes. Fresno trying to get out of this inning after a leadoff triple from Charlie Zaccone. Here comes another 3-2, and it's fouled off again. What a battle. This will be the 12th pitch coming up right here. We have seen six foul balls by Drew Kavanaugh. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive, and Drew Kavanaugh wins the battle. He will double in the gap, and it's 2-1 Giants. What a job from Drew Kavanaugh. He's reached base twice, and now the RBI double as Zaccone scores here with two outs. Kaminska, 11 pitches or 12 pitches, and he loses the battles. Here comes pitching coach Doug Linton. Second hit and a run, and the Giants have a 2-1 lead. The Grizzlies lost 7-6 in 10 innings yesterday. They lost 1-0 the night before. And now a 12-pitch battle won by Kavanaugh. So now runner at second with two outs, and it's Lisbel Diaz who's 0-2. Kaminska at 100 pitches. He's thrown 70% strikes in this game. But it's 2-1 San Jose. And again, there was a 3-2. There was two outs, and Kaminska was just a strike away from getting out of it. What a job from Drew Kavanaugh's fifth double of the year and his ninth RBI. So mound visit over now, and Diaz, a .286 average in his first week with San Jose. One home run, four RBI. Will now face Jace Kaminska. He's 0-2 as here's the pitch. And a breaking ball high. Count of one ball, no strikes. Fresno has action in their bullpen. I believe that's Wardo Fernandez getting loose. Kaminska comes set. Here comes the 1-0. And a breaking ball that apparently misses. Two balls and no strikes. Great location as Doug Linton and Steve Solis asking where that ball missed. Kaminska will come set. Here comes his 2-0 to Diaz. And a breaking ball that's in there for a strike. 2-1. That looked like a ball compared to the one before. Again, as we said, it's been an inconsistent zone. It's accounted 2-1. Kaminska, 103 pitches. Here's the 2-1. And that is to the third baseman, Wimmer. A one bouncer. The throw is in time. What a job from Wimmer to stay down on that hard hit ball. And Kaminska gets out of the inning. But San Jose grabs the lead. A double from Drew Kavanaugh with two outs. 2-1 Giants. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience. full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the seventh inning, 2-1, San Jose leads Fresno. As Brad Cumbis, who's 0-2, will face Dylan Carmouche. As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed, counted no balls and a strike. So Brad Cumbis, 0-2, here comes the 0-1. And that is a ground ball foul down the third baseline, counted no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes as Cumbis trying to get on base for Fresno. Three hits yesterday for the big fellas. Here comes the 0-2. And that is a foul ball as Cumbis stays alive. Dylan Carmouche, though, has been outstanding out of the bullpen. Four innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, two Ks. He was great in his first start as well against Fresno. Allowed just two runs, one earned. As that's in the dirt. The count now one ball and two strikes. So the comeback claw is going to come out for Fresno as they trail 2-1 here in the seventh inning. Nine outs to play with. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a high pop-up drifting out to shallow center field. Who is it going to be? The second baseman and bench makes the play. And that is the first out as Cumbis is retired. As here comes second baseman Tevin Tucker, who's 0-2. As the Grizzlies and the Giants battling it out. Tucker, a three-run homer yesterday, second of the season, looks to get on base. The Grizzlies, they've been quiet, just five hits in this game. As here's a fly ball out to shallow right center field. Quintos calling everybody off, and he will make the catch. Two outs as Tucker retired quickly. Here comes catcher Ben McCabe, 1-2. Visalia leads Inland Empire 6-3. They're in the bottom of the second inning. And finals already, Stockton beating Modesto 10-4. Stockton, they have scored 21 runs on their last two Sundays. As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed, counted 0-1. And then Rancho Cucamonga beating Lake Elsinore 5-4 as the Quakes a big win to end their series against the Storm. As McCabe, ground ball and foul down the third baseline. What a job from Zaccone laying out for that one, but the home plate umpire Joshua Runge said it was foul. Counted no balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies, it's been a tough week for them. They've only won one game of this series. And was back on Thursday, a 6-1 win. Here comes the 0-2 to Ben McCabe from Carmouche. And it swung on and missed, and Carmouche a 1-2-3 inning as the Grizzlies go down quietly. We head to the stretch, 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1 San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. Hunter Mann will take over on the bump for your Grizzlies for right-hander Jace Kaminska. Kaminska, a career-high six innings of work, seven hits, two runs both earned, no walks, four Ks, and one hit by pitch as well for Kaminska, who's in line for right now a tough loss after allowing a two-out double on a 12-pitch at-bat from Drew Kavanaugh. Kaminska, 104 pitches. As now it's Hunter Mann as the pitch is outside. And the count of 1-0 to Esselin Cassiani, 1-for-2 with a double and a stolen base. As Hunter Mann comes set, here comes the 1-0 from the righty. And it is a called strike, count at 1-1. Hunter Mann, his second game with Fresno, joined the club this week. Mann appeared just the other night. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, count of 1-2. That was back on Wednesday, one inning of work. He picked up three flyouts, so no ERA, no record. Hunter Mann is listed at 6'7", 225 pounds. Here comes the 1-2, and that swung on and missed. And there's Hunter Mann's first strikeout as a Grizzly, as Cassiani is out. Fifth strikeout overall for Fresno, as here comes DH Maui Ahuna 0-for-3. So Hunter Mann takes over. Mann from Gordonsville, Tennessee, 22 years old, drafted in the 14th round out of Tennessee Tech by the Rockies in 2023. As there is a called strike count at 0-1. Just like you at home, we're still getting used to the right-hander in terms of his pitch selection. But a very tough angle as the 0-1 is a foul ball, now at 0-2. Hunter Mann, as we said, is 6'7", which means he is the third tallest Grizzlies player since 1998. That also ties Damon Miner, Dan Griffin, Andrew Cowan, Taylor Jones, Gavin Hollowell, and Andrew DiPiazza. As that's in the dirt, and McCabe now will throw down a first, and the out is recorded. So back-to-back punch-outs for Hunter Mann, as Ahuna is out on strikes for the third time. 2-3 on the put-out. So two away, as here comes the shortstop in Cole Foster, who is 1-for-3 with a single. The tallest players in Grizzlies history, since he is the tied for the third tallest. At 6'8", you have Logan Andrusic, Brock Dykeshorn, and Jeff Urban. The tallest player at 6'10 was Steve Palazzolo. As here comes the 1-0 from Mann, and it is a check swing, no go. Counted two balls and no strikes. So Hunter Mann out of the Grizzlies' pen. Might work a couple innings possibly for Fresno, especially if he has a 1-2-3. Here comes the 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Kind of some cross action from Hunter Mann. Tough to pick up for both a lefty and a righty. Looks like he's throwing at righties and coming at a tough angle for a lefty, as that is outside and a two-out walk. First walk issued in tonight's game on either side, as it brings up the second baseman, Justin Bench. 1-for-3, a double, and a run scored here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Justin Bench now batting .256, no homer, 7 RBI, as the Giants lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch. That's a strike. Counted 0-1, 92 on the gun from Hunter Mann. Long, dark, flowy hair from the back of his black and red cap. As here is the 0-1. And it's going to hit Justin Bench. That ball ran a little too far inside as Foster will waltz to second. So the second hit by pitch for Fresno staff against the Giants. As here comes Charlie Zaccone, 3-for-3. A triple, two singles, RBI, and a run. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Cherchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy, which means we're a month into this policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Cherchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here comes the first pitch, and it is inside. Count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1 San Jose's. They're looking to add on more runs. Hunter Mann trying to get out of this inning after two strikeouts to start the frame. Runner at second is Foster. The runner at first is Bench. A walk and a hit by pitch is how they both got on. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a high pop-up that will drift towards the Grizzlies' dugout and now out of play. And the count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of today's game and what to expect tomorrow night as the Grizzlies will play the Modesto Nuts for Monday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies and the Giants, though, finishing up their six-game series right now. Here on June 30th, the last game of June. Down at 1-1. Here's the pitch from Mann. Inside, it gets away from McKay. Both runners advance a base. That was a wild pitch. And the count at 2-1. So 2-2 as now runners at second and third here with two outs, and what looked like a quick inning has now turned into some chaos as McCabe couldn't get to that ball in the inside part of the plate. So 2-2. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Hunter Mann, and it's a called strike. Good fastball at 92 nestled in on the outside part of the plate. 2-2 as Mann, a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. Let's see what Mann has in store. Here comes the 2-2. And a foul ball as Zaccone gets a piece of it, spoils it to the left side. Charlie Zaccone, 3 for 3. A triple, 2 singles, an RBI, and a run. He's had a big game for San Jose. The Giants looking to take 5 out of 6 from your Grizzlies. Fresno trying to keep pace here with San Jose in the second half. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball to left field. Compass, a long run. He will run out of space, though. And the count remains at 2-2. Compass lost his cap along the way. The Grizzlies' last two additions to their roster, Brad Compass, who went after that foul ball, and Hunter Mann are a combined 6'6 and 6'7. The two tallest players on this team. The Grizzlies, prior to that, their tallest player was Stu Flezen III and Jake Madden, 6'5 and 6'6. 2 balls, 2 strikes, runners at second and third here with 2 outs as Hunter Mann ready to go. Here comes the 2-2, and a ground ball into right field, a base hit. That will score one. Here comes the second, and Zaccone has a 4-hit game. Another 2-out single and a rip for San Jose. Zaccone comes in the clutch, and the Grizzlies can't believe it. 2 runs will score off of Foster and Bench, and again, a 2-out knock for San Jose. That's their first hit of the inning, and 2 runs will score. The walk and the hit-by-pitch comes back to bite Mann. As now Cesar Quintas will foul off the first pitch. No, they're going to say it hit him. Counted 0-1 as Quintas still at the plate. So no balls and a strike. Off the end of the bat, Quintas 0-3. As the Grizzlies trail 4-1 now here in the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch and a ground ball that was cued off of the bat. And Tucker on a first to end the inning, but it doesn't matter. 2 runs score for San Jose, and the Grizzlies have 6 outs to play with, needing a win, or else last place in the California League North Division. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the eighth inning, 4-1, San Jose leads Fresno as the Giants have scored 3 runs in their last 2 innings, all with 2 outs and 2 strikes. As Fadrio Cruz takes on Dylan Carmouche, who's been outstanding as there's a called strike count at 0-1. Carmouche, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 3 Ks. As he battles Fadrio Cruz, who's 0-2. As here comes the 0-1, and that's in the dirt count of 1 ball. And 1 strike here in the top of the eighth innings. The Grizzlies need to find a way tonight. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's the count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to second again. Up with it is Bench on a first in time. 4-3, and Cruz is out. All 3 balls, very similar spots for Cruz. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. He's been the bright spot for Fresno. A leadoff homer, and that's it for Fresno's offense. 1-for-3 for Wimmer. And let's see if the leadoff hitter can get going here for Fresno and get this offense out of this little sputtering. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. 1-0 As a check on the check swing, he didn't go around. Count at 1-0. Fresno just 5 hits in this game. They've had the rest of their hits really with 2 outs to not really do much about it as the 1-0 swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. And Carmouche has been keeping Fresno confused with that changeup. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside. 2-0. Top of the 8th inning, 4-1 San Jose. Charlie Zaccone and Drew Kavanaugh, big games as the 2-1 is swung on and fouled off, counted 2-2. Fresno, if they lose this game, will have to regroup. 5 out of 6 would be their worst series loss in 3 years. They've never been swept so far since joining the California League. As here's the 2-2, and it's swung on and missed, and Wimmer is out. Second out of the inning, and the Grizzlies just nothing going on offensively. 4 strikeouts now for Carmouche. As here comes Luis Mendez, 1-for-3 with a single. And here comes manager Edwin Villegas out of the dugout, and they'll go to a new pitcher right after this. We'll be back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark, top of the 8th inning, 4-1 San Jose leads Fresno as Ryan Vanderhei takes over on the bump, and Luis Mendez to battle in with 2 outs, as here comes the pitch inside, count of 1-0. Ryan Vanderhei, second game with San Jose, 2 innings, 2 Ks in his first appearance with the Giants. As the pitch is lined to left field, a long run for left fielder Diaz, and he will make the catch as he hits the wall, and I hope he's okay. That looked painful, and that will end the inning. What a great play from the left fielder Diaz, and that's just how it's been going for Fresno. We have the bottom of the 8th, 4-1 Giants. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota.
Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places. Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 4-1 San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark as Wardo Fernandez will take over on the bump for Hunter Mann, who worked an inning, allowed two runs on one hit, one walk, and one hit by pitch. Mann struck out two. And now Wardo Fernandez out of the Grizzlies' pen. No record, a 17.18 ERA, his fifth game. Here comes the first pitch, and it's low for a ball count of 1-0, 95 from Fernandez. He takes on Guillermo Williamson. Fernandez, great fastball, but the question is, can he locate it? As here comes the 1-0 and a check swing. It's a called strike, count at 1-1. Good slider at 83 miles per hour. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here's the 1-1. Checks his swing. Did he go? He did not. Two balls and a strike. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or you can give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Two balls, two strikes as Fernandez will watch as Williamson calls time. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. We're in a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As here comes the 2-2 from Wardo Fernandez. And it is just inside. Count full, three balls and two strikes. Stay tuned for a quick wrap-up for the post-game show as the Grizzlies need to find a way in the ninth inning. They have been quiet again on offense. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Fernandez strikes out Williamson to start his evening. Seven strikeout for Grizzlies pitching as here comes catcher Drew Kavanaugh. He's had the difference hit tonight. A 12-pitch RBI double to put San Jose ahead. That was back in the sixth inning. And he looks to do it once again as it's been all Giants here in the last two innings. Here comes the pitch inside, count of 1-0. Kaminska, six innings of work. The right-hander was great, but he did not get any offensive help again. Here comes the 1-0. That's a called strike, count of 1-1. Fresno will have 3-4-5 due up in the ninth inning. Perez, Guile, Tena. Perez and Guile both have singles. As here comes the 1-1, swung on and foul tip, count at 1-2. The Grizzlies, though, just five hits. They have four singles and a home run from Wimmer. That's it on their offense today. The Grizzlies, zero runs two nights ago. They had six runs yesterday, but a quiet game today. Here comes the 1-2. And a fly ball out to left field, and Cumbus gives it chase, but we'll watch it hit the crowd. Count of one ball and two strikes. Fernandez looking for back-to-back punch-outs. The right-hander had a very tough last Sunday against Stockton. Did not record an out. Allowed 4 runs all earned on just 1 hit, 3 walks, and 2 hit-by-pitches. As here comes the 1-2, and that's fouled off by Kavanaugh. 95 from the right-hander Fernandez. Eduardo Fernandez is 6'1", 168 pounds, 23 years old, from Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Rockies. As here comes the 1-2, and it's low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to win this game. It's been a tough series. If Fresno loses, they will lose 5 of 6 and 3 straight to end this series. As that's in the dirt and counting out 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies have not lost 5 of 6 in a series yet. Every series loss they've had has either been 4-2 or 4-3 in the series. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is called strike 3. Fernandez back-to-back punch-outs as Kavanaugh caught looking. So 2 outs now as here comes the left fielder, Lizbel Diaz, who's 0 for 3. So now Diaz to the plate. He's 0 for 3 after a great catch to end the top of the 8th inning. As here comes the pitch from Fernandez, and that is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Fernandez has been throwing some strikes this inning. If Fernandez can throw strikes, he's a tough player to hit. Tons of movement. Here comes the 0-1. Good slider. Ground ball to second off the end of the bat. Tucker up with it over to first, and Eduardo Fernandez, a 1-2-3, bottom of the 8th. We head to the 9th. Can the Grizzlies' comeback clause appear to end the final game here at Excite Ballpark in 2024.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Now or never here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Top of the 9th inning, 4-1 Giants lead the Grizzlies as Andy Perez, who's 1-for-3, will stride to the plate against Ryan Vanderhei. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's outside. Count of 1-0. The Grizzlies, lots of early and quick swings in this game. And if you're Fresno, you try to work some counts here against the righty in Vanderhei. Here comes the 1-0. That is a called strike. Count at 1-1. First pitch tonight was at 5 p.m. And it's not even 7 o'clock yet. As here comes the 1-1. to Andy Perez, and he will ground one, a base into right field. Perez has another multi-hit game, his second single. Fresno now with six hits and some life here in the ninth inning. As here comes first baseman Nick Guile, who is 1-for-3. So Perez yesterday went 2-for-4. The night before, 2-for-4. And before that, he went 2-for-4. So Perez has four multi-hit games in a row. As he leads from first, here's the pitch to Guile inside, count of 1-0. So Fresno trying to put something together here. It's Nick Guile, Felix Tena, then Brad Cumbis. Cumbis probably the biggest power guy among those three. As here comes the 1-0. And it's a called strike, count at 1-1. Nick Guile taking that pitch. Good fastball there at 91 from Vanderhye. Vanderhye 6'6", 185 pounds, went to TCU. As here comes the 1-1 in the dirt, two balls and a strike. Vanderhye, 10th round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Born in Tucson, Arizona, played for the Horned Frogs. Traded the purple for Giants orange and black. As here comes the 2-1. And that's a high pop-up lifted to the shortstop slash third baseman. It's going to be the shortstop in Foster making the play. And Guile is retired. One out as here comes the right fielder, Felix Tena. As the Grizzlies, two outs still to go, trailing 4-1. Again, the Grizzlies, their longest road losing streak is four games. Their longest overall losing streak is four games. And if they lose today, it will get to three. As here's Tena now, Tena 0-for-3. Runner at first, here comes the pitch, and it is inside, count of 1-0. 91 miles per hour as hitting coach Trevor Burmeister watching from the dugout as this offense trying to put something together. We've seen the Grizzlies and their comeback clause in effect a couple times this year. Here's the 1-0. That's a called strike, count of 1-1. The Grizzlies comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. They have six of them this year. Most recently on June 22nd at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 1-1. And Tena swing and a miss, count at 1-2. Good slider as Tena way out in front of it. Brad Cumbis on deck as the Grizzlies trailing 4-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's action. One ball, two strikes to Tena. Here comes the pitch to him. And it's in the dirt. Great stop from Kavanaugh. Count it 2-2. The Grizzlies, some two-out, two-strike hitting that has scored three of their runs. Actually, all four runs have scored with two outs. Charlie Zaccone, 4-for-4 in this game. Here comes the 2-2 to Felix Tena. And Tena, ground ball foul, near stays alive. Fastball at 92 with good riding action on the inside part of the plate. Tena stays alive, 20 years old for the Dominican native. Perez leads from first. He has another great game, 2-for-4 for Perez. Here comes the 2-2, and it is fouled off as Tena stays alive, a slider, and he spoiled it foul. Great job for Felix Tena. As Brad Cumbis and Trevor Burmeister talking near that Grizzlies dugout, Cumbis expected to come up next unless a double play ends this game. Here comes the 2-2. And a ground ball is going to be two, a double play possibility. It goes 6-4, and Tena is safe. Foster, great maneuver. That was almost a double play, almost spoken to existence. A fielder's choice. It goes 6-4, so two outs now. As here comes left fielder Brad Cumbis. Cumbis 0-for-3, runner at first with two outs. The Grizzlies down to their last out tonight. As the Grizzlies, another tough game. This Grizzlies team has put up some fight over the past couple of games, but have not been able to get over the hump. Here comes the pitch. Inside, count of 1-0. Tevin Tucker on deck. Tucker, we've seen the power already in this series, a three-run homer yesterday. So if Cumbus can get on base, there's an opportunity for Tucker to possibly tie this game. The wind, though, wasn't as breezy as earlier. As here's the 1-0 to Cumbus, and he will take a pitch high. Two balls and no strikes. That looked very similar to a lot of pitches already in this game. Consistency. Two balls, no strikes, two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Vander, he comes set. Here comes the pitch. And that's a called strike, counted 2-1. Fresno now finally working counts. They haven't swung since they've had a strike called. So two balls and a strike. Perez again, or actually it's 10 at first. He leads over there as Perez was out at second. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a little blooper. And Kavanaugh fittingly will make the play to end the game. And the Grizzlies lose 4-1. The Giants take 5 out of 6. What a way for the Giants to win this game, as the Grizzlies will have to find a way in Modesto as they drop to last place in the California League North Division second half. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark for the post-game show. Wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall 4-1. They drop 5 of 6 games to the San Jose Giants, and the Grizzlies now in last place in the California League North Division second half at 3-6 overall. They're 41-33 on the year. San Jose, first place, they are 7-2, a 44-30 record. Fresno, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. For San Jose, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. The winning pitcher is Dylan Carmouche. The losing pitcher is Jace Kaminska. Carmouche 6-1, Kaminska 3-4. And the save to Ryan Vanderhei, his first. Now, actually, there's going to be no save for Vanderhei, so actually there will be no save as he came in the game. It was 4-1, so no save for him. Actually, just got word that he will not pick up the save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 3 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,317. As the Grizzlies drop 4-1 in this game, let's go through the scoring plays. Fresno, a leadoff home run from Braylon Wimmer. That's it for their offense. A leadoff homer, as the Grizzlies couldn't do much after that. For San Jose, they tie the game up with a 2-out RBI single from Charlie Zaccone. We'll talk about him even more right after this. Then in the bottom of the sixth inning, with 2 outs, a 12-pitch count, an RBI double from Drew Kavanaugh scored Charlie Zaccone, who tripled, and it was 2-1 San Jose. They didn't look back, scoring 2 more runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 2-RBI single from Charlie Zaccone that scored Cole Foster and Justin Bench, who walked and were hit by a pitch. To the offensive now, Fresno just had 6 hits. A home run from Braylon Wimmer extends his hit streak to 12 games. Andy Perez, a multi-hit game. Luis Mendez extended his hit streak, and so did Nick Guile. For San Jose, a 4-for-4 game for Charlie Zaccone. He had a triple. He also had 3 RBI and a run scored. A big game for Justin Bench as well. He reached base twice. He had 2 runs scored. And then Drew Kavanaugh, the 12-pitch go-ahead RBI double. That was the difference maker for the Giants. Fresno starter Jace Kaminska picked up the loss. 6 innings of work. 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No walks, 4 Ks. Hunter Mann, an inning of work. He allowed 2 runs. And Wardo Fernandez, a 1-2-3 eighth inning with 2 punchouts. For San Jose, Alex Cobb, 2 innings in his MLB rehab. He allowed just that solo home run to lead off the game to Braylon Wimmer. Dylan Carmouche, 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 Ks. He picked up his 6th win of the year. And then to Vanderhee, 1 1/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and no Ks. As the Grizzlies fall 4-1 tonight, and they'll try to find a way to get back on track. As we said, last place in the California League North Division. If you want to get to the postseason, you have to win games. Fresno, 3 straight losses. They have lost 5 of their last 6. Actually, 6 of the last 7. And they'll give the ball to Albert Pacheco tomorrow night. A 3-3 record, a 3.25 ERA. He'll be countered by Modesto right-hander Ashton Izzy. A 6-3 record, a 2.62 ERA. Again, we will play tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. in Modesto to start July as the Grizzlies take on the Modesto Nuts, a 6-game series, the first 3 in Modesto, the final 3 at Chuck Chansey Park. It'll be Pacheco and Izzy, 7.05 p.m., while the pregame show at 6.50 p.m., and we hope you can join us. Well, the Grizzlies fall 4-1. They drop 5-6 to San Jose. Jace Kaminska, a great start as he could not get any offensive help. Braylon Wimmer, probably, though, should be the player of the month for June in the California League. As the Grizzlies fall 4-1, Braylon Wimmer, his 10th homer of the season. That will wrap it up. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.